Okay. So again, we're the halach parsha halacha share shirelea, and this week is sponsored in part by the Erlich family, Lila Nishbas, Liba Rachel Bas Reb Shraga Five Olakayin, Alei Hashalom, Mr. Shemam, Alei Hashalom, Shamash have an aliyah, and the family should have a nechama. Okay, we're going to talk about a very interesting shaila. There's two pieces to this shaila, and it's probably more common than we think. And that is the halachas of what one's achrayus is when they borrow svarim. This week's parsha is the parsha of Chiyishal Ishme Imrayeyu. There's a shomer who's called a shayel. He's a borrower, and a borrower, the pasuk says, "V'nishbar imeis." Even if there's an einus, there's an accident, it dies, it gets broken. Shalem yishalem. He's mechuyev to pay. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us the reason is that the responsibility of shomrim is equal and or dependent on how much benefit they get. Compared to how much benefit they get is how much achrayis they accept. The shomer chinam, he watches for nothing, so he can't use the thing, he doesn't get paid, so he's only mekabel minimal achrayis, not to be negligent. The shomer socher gets paid, he can't use it, so he's mekabel a little bit more achrayis if it gets stolen, if it gets lost. A shoyal, says the Gemara, kol hanoa shaloi, he has all the benefits. Why? Because he gets to use it. He doesn't have to pay to use it like a renter. So therefore, it's kol hanoa shaloi. So he's mekabel on himself, even accidents, even einsim, which are really not in his control. However, as you say, why should he be mekabel that? He's mekabel that in return for the hanoa that he gets to be able to use it without having to pay for it. Now, However, let's say you have a guy who's a renter, a soicher. So a soicher pays for the usage. So it's not kol hanoa shaloi because he has to pay for it, and the bailim, the owner, is getting some hanoa as well. So the paiskim say, if you have someone who's a shayel, a borrower, and in a situation where when he borrows it, he gets to use it, however, the lender is also getting some type of hanah from him borrowing it. So in that case, we don't say kol hanah shaloi, from the borrower is not getting all the benefit, because the owner, the lender, is also getting some benefit. So the Paiskim say, and the Ksais writes this in Sin Shin Mem, klala the shayol sheyehe kol hanah shaloi. A shayol means someone who has all of the benefit. Veheicha devailim nenim gamkein. But if the owner is also getting hanah, havele din soicher. So then he's called a renter, even though he's not exchanging any money for it. Upater meyintzin. And therefore the shayol would be pater from any eintzin. It would be like a soicher. So now, the shach in Chai Shemishvot Simenayin Beis quotes a sma, and it says as follows. It comes from Iran. The Ran says like this. The Ran says a case where Reuven borrowed a sefer, or lent a sefer to Shimon, and some ganavim came and stole all his svarim, including the one that he had borrowed. So the Ran paskined that Shimon, even though it, in this case, was an einus, it wasn't just a geneva, it was shaylalim, it was like listim mizuyim, like armed robbers, they came, and by einus it was stolen from him. So the Ran paskins that he does not have to pay for the sefer. And the Ran explains, and he says why, by a case where you lend a sefer, the mashal, the lender, is doing a mitzvah. He's lending a sefer to somebody, and that's a mitzvah. Vim kain ein kol hanah shel shayel. So therefore, says the Ran, the borrower doesn't have all the hanah because the mashal is getting a mitzvah, and therefore he's getting a mitzvah now. And he says, "What?
It's a law of
lenness." One second, I'm going to get to that. The time of the shayel chay ba'intzin mipnei shekol hanah shaloi. Mashen kain hacha daf hamashal nena bepruta derev Yosef. So he says, what's the hanah that he's getting? It's not just the mitzvah. This is a Gemara in Bava Metzia in a few places by a Shomer Aveda. What is a Shomer Aveda? You find a lost article, it's a Machlekes Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Rabba says you have a din like a Shomer Chinam when you're watching it. What are you getting for it? Nothing. And Rabbi Yosef says, what do you mean? You're involved in Hashavas Aveda. And therefore, if an Ani will come to your door, and he's going to want to collect money, you don't have to give him, because Isaac b'mitzvah is pater b'mitzvah. So your nana, says Rabbi Yosef, your nana pruta, it's called pruta, the Rabbi Yosef, your nana that pruta. So therefore, says the Ran, when you lend a sefer to someone, you're doing a mitzvah, and b'meila, your nana pruta, the Rabbi Yosef, your nana pruta, the Rabbi Yosef, Isaac b'mitzvah, pater
b'mitzvah. I'll lend you my sefer, and then all the mishlachim that come to my door, I'll say I'm
bothered. Right, very good. Hey, very good.
Hey, hey. Why does it make a difference if the
safe? We get to everything. Hold on. We're going to get to everything.
You have to be busy with the
mitzvah. 1 second, we'll get to everything. So now, Zok the Shach, the Sma quotes this Ran. Says the Shach on this Sma and this Ran, he says, listen, the Ran is Lashita, so that he patskins like Rev Yosef, that there's Yerushaimer Sachar and there's Prut of the Rev Yosef. However, that's not so simple. Because even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that, the Ramah says we don't paskin like that. The Ramah says we paskin like Rabba, that you don't have that p'tor. If you don't have that p'tor by Hashem Raveda, so here also says the Shach, so therefore the lender, the mashal, doesn't get any hana. So the guy who buys this borrows the sefer is a Shoyal Gomer, and he's Chayav Vainzin. So says the Shach, what ends up happening here is, since this Shaila is dependent on how you paskin in Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, and that he says is a Sveika Dedina, since the Shulchan Aruch paskins one way, the Ramah paskins the other way, even though normally there's a Hachra, but over here it's considered a Sveika Dedina, so it's not so simple. Sveika Dedina, so he says, since you have a Sofik, so therefore, is he Mechuyiv to pay for the Sefer, the Shoyal or not? So therefore, it might be a variable of a raya, and it would depend. If he hasn't paid the money, so he doesn't have to pay. If, for example, the lender is typhus, goes and grabs money from him, so he's the muksuk, and it's a sveika dedina. That is how the Shach says. So the Shach is basically saying this shayla of a person who shayel a sefer, if he's mechuyev in einzim or not, is dependent on how to paskin in the Machlaikis, Rabba and Rav Yosef over there. Comes along the Ksais HaChoshen, and the Ksais HaChoshen is later on in the Simen, and he says like this, and he says, no, it's not true. Even according to Rabba, that holds that you don't have Pruta de Rav Yosef, in the case of a Sefer, a Shoyal will not be Mechuyev in Einzim. And he says, why? He says, because a shoyal, Rachman, you're saying you're svar, but the opposite. I'm not sure what you meant. A shoyal's not getting hana, because mitzalav lehenis nitnu. I think you were talking about the mashal, right?
Mashal, yeah.
Right, he says the shoyal, the guy who borrows the sefer. You're saying, kol hana shaloi, what's the hana? That he's using the sefer to learn? Mitzalav lehenis nitnu, it's not called hana. It's not getting hana. Even though he's using it, as Isaac the Ksais, learning from a sefer is not called hana, because with limanat, with learning your mekayim a mitzvah, and it's lav lahanis nitnu.
Torah is lahanis nitnu.
Oh, we'll get to that.
You're allowed to learn that.
That tells it. What? We'll get to it. Okay. So now, that's what he says. Azay zok tuksais hachayshin, that learning from a sefer is kaven de kaimel mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu, v'haraya, if you're mudur hana mechaveroi, if you make a neder that you can't get hana mechaveroi, you're allowed to learn from him mikra. And if you're mudur hana from a sefer, you could blow it kiyashol mitzvah. So v'meila, a shayol sefer is not called a nana. Azay zok the ksais hachayshin, and therefore he says, even according to Rabba, the whole story doesn't begin here, because a shayel of a sefer is not called kol hana shaloi.
What is he?
Comes along, what is he?
Yeah.
I don't know, shayim erachinam, I guess. Right? Shayim erachinam, I guess. So comes along the Nesivus. The Nesivus is, where are we over here? Everything, I don't know why they're all not on the same page as each other. Okay, the Nesivus comes along and he argues. And he says, I don't know what's going on over here. Vishtamite mashakosav ataz biyaradeya. The Ksai seem to have forgotten ataz in Yaradeya. Because in Yaradeya Simon Reish Chaf Aleph, which is in Hilchas Nidarim. In Hilchas Nidarim it says over here, Im Asar Sifroi Al Chaveroi, Asar Linesar Lomoid Bai. So Shulchan Aruch says, if you made your sefer asr on someone, he's not allowed to learn from it. So the Taz says, the reason is, because since a person is really not mechuyev to lend out his svarim, because they could get ruined, and in fact, you are allowed to even charge for the lending, meaning you're allowed to rent out your svarim. So since you could rent out your svarim, if you're going to let this guy learn from your sefer without taking any money, so that's a hanah that you didn't take the money. That's what the Taz says here in Simon Yud. Later on, at the end of the Simon, there's another story there with blowing a shofar, and here comes along the Taz, and he says another reason. And he says, Lefi zeh leikasha midi mehi desif yud aleph. You don't have, there's no questions from the case of the Sefer. Why? Because, belav hai svar shekasav tisham. Forget the logic I said there, because he didn't take money from him. Elamitam dehacha devade hatayra misamechas leit. When you learn Taira, you become happy. Shreya osr lil might be meavloi. You're not allowed to learn. A person's an avelis. They can't learn. He came like dam yahai mitzvah l'shar mitzvahs damrina lav lehedis litnu. Says the Taz, learning is not the same as other mitzvahs. Like blowing a shofar, you can blow a shofar. Mitzvah lav lehedis litnu. Ela bezeh nimshach hana l'adam. Says the Taz, when you learn, you're getting hana. So therefore, that's why if you aser a sefer achaveroi, aser lil my boy. Why? Because b'tayri get hana. So Zok the Nesivas, that what's the Ksais come along and say, Mitzvah Lav Lehenis Nitnu, Ishtamite, he forgot the Taz in Yaradeh that says, Talmud Torah is Nitna Lehanis Behen. So that is the Nesivas. So the Nesivas is arguing. Now there's the Sefer called Meshayvev Nesivas. Meshayvev Nesivas is where the Ksais goes and answers all the Nesivas' problems with him. It's in the back of the Ksais. So over there, he goes line by line through this Nesivas. Nesivas is a little bit longer than I'm saying, and he has an Arichas there to answer the Nesivas' questions. But okay, you can leave it at that. You can look it up if you wish to do such a thing. But here we have a Machlaikas over here. The Ksais is coming along and saying, if you borrow a Sefer, you're not Chayv and Einsim and finished. Nothing to do with Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, because Lav Lahanis didn't know. And the Nesivas is saying, no. Nesivas is saying, mitzvahs are, Talmud Torah is nitain lehanas boy, and therefore avadi you're going to be chayiv in einzim. Comes along the Machane Ephraim and asks on the Ran, the original Ran. The Ran started off with Pruta de Rabbi Yosef, and he said that Isaac b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. He says, first of all, that's only when it's Yef Shalakayim Shneim. We only say Oysa Mitzvah, Pata Mitzvah, if you can't do both. But if you could do both, about the Yechayiv to do both. So he says like this, when you lend someone a Sefer, when are you actually getting a Mitzvah? When are you getting a Mitzvah? So the Rambam writes, in Hilchas Sviris, Da Mitzvah Hu Bishah Shekoyri Boi Hashoyal. The act of lending is not the Mitzvah. When he learns, you get a Mitzvah for lending him. Uvishneh, Zokta Machan Ephraim, when he's learning, what are you busy with? Nothing. If you tell me it's when you're actually lending him the sefer, so at that moment, you don't have to give an ani. But you have his hand, like he said, you have to be Isaac in it. But here he's saying, Bechlal, you lent it to him. If the guy doesn't learn for 3 days, you don't get a mitzvah for 3 days. While he's learning there, so you get the mitzvah, so you're not busy with anything. So of course you're mechuyev to give a pruta to an ani. So that's the Machane Ephraim's question on the Ran, where is he coming from? Now, the Imre Yoshe, Remeir Arik, Zichrayna Levracha, asked on the Ran another question that was asked over here as well. And he says, if that's true, why only a Sefer? If you lend anything, you're Mekayim a Mitzvah Gemilz Chasadim. whatever, you lend someone a keli, you're mekayim a tzegil sadim. So the Ran saying, when you lend a sefer, you're mekayim a mitzvah, and you have pruta de Rabbi Yosef, you're pater Yosef b'mitzvah. So there's never a case of a shoyel ever chayiv. Because every time you lend something, you are doing a mitzvah. And if you're doing a mitzvah, so you now are pater going to the Ran. So how did Torah come along and say, a case of a shoyel that's ever chayiv and einzid, it's not negeya. We don't put.
You can't do without kavanas, so you don't get a mitzvah.
I hear him in such an oifen. That's what he asks. L'chayr, the Rambam says, then, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that a shayel is chayv and einsin. So l'chayr, what's pshat? So now, so the Tshuvas Imre Yosher says a paladika thing. Tshuvas Imre Yosher says that he wants to prove that it's not true. You're not mekayim a mitzvah when you lend people things. There's no mitzvah to lend things out. He says, the pasuk in this week's parasha says, "Im kesef talve zami." It says, "Im kesef talve zami." There's a mitzvah to lend out money. There's no mitzvah to lend anything else out. And he proves it. And he says, he brings a panim yafis. He brings from the hafla al atayra on our pasuk, "Im kesef talve," that says, "Dafka kesef." Why dafka kesef? Because when it comes to kesef, you're not really mechuyev, this is a chiddush from the hafla, you're not really mechuyev to put your assets at risk by helping somebody else. So therefore he says like this, when you lend money, Taisa says beferish and bav metzia, that you only mechuyev or have a mitzvah to lend money when you take a mashkan, when you take collateral, so you're secure. If he doesn't want to give you collateral and you're going to lend somebody money and it's at risk, Taisa says there's no mitzvah to lend money. You could do it, but there's no mitzvah to do it. Im kesef talves ami is at no risk to yourself. Because if you take collateral, you're not at risk. Masha'en kein, when it comes to anything else that you lend out, any other article, any other chafetz that you lend out, you don't take anything in return. It's always a risk. He's not going to return it. Something's going to happen to it. And therefore, says the Panim Yafais, that therefore there is no mitzvah to lend anything else out other than money al hamashke.
Says you don't take a mashke.
What?
You can't take a mashke for something else.
You could take, and then. But it's not the most common of things. Usually you get a mashkin because the money is going to be spent. You're not getting that money back anyways. So it's a risk. Is he going to come up with the money? So you take a mashkin. You lend the guy your shovel, right? You don't take a mashkin because the guy's just supposed to use it and get it back. But lemaisa, there is a risk involved. Something could happen to it, and therefore you're not mechuyev too. He says you're right. If you're going to take a mashkin, so you're right. But the thing is, if you're going to take a mashkin, he has a psashtikl, I'll end up be shmira bevailim, because since you have to watch his mashkin, so you're working for him. So shmira bevailim, your potter anyways. So it won't work. So that's, you know, the knesh will work. So comes along the Imre Yosher and proves from here. So he says, Memela, the kasha is not a kasha when it comes to other chafetzim. He says, however, there is, besides for money, there is a mitzvah to lend sfarim. The Gemara learns from a pasuk, Hayin va'aysher bevesai v'tzit kasay emed es lod, a Gemara in Bava Basa that says, that's a person who sidkas tztakas emed es lod. The Gemara says a person who lends out his sfarim. So says the Imre Yosher, besides for money, comes to Svarim, there's a special mitzvah to lend out your Svarim. So Memela, the Ran said, when you lend out your Sefer, you're doing a mitzvah, Memela Yapruta de Reb Yosef, and he's not considered a Shayel. And the question was, what about everything he lends? There's no such case of a Shayel. Zokt Imre Yosher, other things don't have a mitzvah, money has a mitzvah, and Svarim have a mitzvah. And that's what the Ran means.
Achicha, everyone who doesn't have a mashkon, you're not supposed to lend
him? Don't say you're not supposed. You're not mechuyev to lend. You don't have a mitzvah to lend. Achicha, everyone? That's what he says.
Whatsoever?
What? Is he mekayim a mitzvah? Doesn't sound like he says he's not mekayim a mitzvah. You need proof of the reverse, as he says. Now, the Chavetz Chaim in Avos Chesed handles this too.
Doesn't the pasuk say that you have to give back the mashkon at night because he's going to be tzarek al Hashem?
So therefore what? That's
why
for money.
Why do you have to give back the mashkin?
That's for money.
But why do you have to give back the mashkin?
You'll get it back in the morning.
Maybe something will happen.
Yeah, you're right. Adarabba, the Gemara, the pasuk says over there that it's staka tielecha, because really b'chayiv kind of mashkin, and really it's your thing, really. So there's a special thing. The Torah is mechayiv you to go do another staka to the guy.
So Adarabba, you see from this klar that the chiyuv is not with the mashkin. Rather, you're allowed to take a mashkin, but it's not only with the mashkin.
That's only if he doesn't have another pillow. No, so mechayiv to give back. If he has another pillow, you don't have to give back. It's only if he has nothing to sleep in. But he doesn't have a shirt.
Doesn't have. If b'chayiv is kind of mashkin,
right?
So why do you have to give it back?
I mean, what if? Because the Gemara says, because the Torah says it's an additional mitzvah.
Maybe you see that the mitzvah of lending money is even if you don't have a mashkin called.
Why?
Because you have to give it back at night.
So for what?
That is a mashkin.
It's your money. It's yours.
The whole night, you don't have anything. You gave him the money, right. The mashkin you're not getting back till the morning.
Right.
You're at risk. You don't have anything. He can flee town.
You're right. There's two things going on over here. There's the Hava with the Mashkin, and then the Torah came along. The guy doesn't have a pillow, so you have a new mitzvah staka to do the guy with that Mashkin.
Why is that a mitzvah?
That's what Torah says. As I say in Torah. Torah was mechayiv you. You're right. Torah is mechayiv you to be a bigger Baal Chesed.
Right, but you see, not like
a mitzvah. That's gufa mitzvah itself.
Which is a mitzvah?
Giving the Mashkin is gufa.
That's another mitzvah you mean?
I think that's gufa lending, giving something without getting
anything. As I doctor. The Chavetz Chaim and Avos Chesed handles this as well. Chavetz Chaim and Avos Chesed talks about the mitzvah of lending things, and he says, Avad, it's a mitzvah to lend everything, not just money. And on the bottom, he has it's called Nasiv Chesed. So on the bottom, he brings this Ran, and he asks the Kasha, and he says, L'chair, if that's true, so if there's a mitzvah to lend everything, like I'm saying, there should never be a shoyl. So the Lashon of the Chavetz Chaim is that the Lav Mitzvah Gemurahi, Kimoy b'mashal sefer l'chaveri. Lending other things is not on the same level as a sefer. Now, could be the pshat is, again, because a sefer has its own pasuk. And everything else is in the global mitzvah of chesed. And therefore, since he's a sefani lashon, I don't know, they have in the kailal, I think there's a chabur who learns avas chesed in the kailal.
Morning.
In the morning there. So they have one with a pirish on the bottom. So he has a bit of arichas. They're trying to figure out what the Chavetz Chaim meant. And Kasha is back and forth. But that's the lashon of the Chavetz Chaim. The lav mitzvah gemurahi. And like Mashal say for l'chaver. So therefore, there are all these paiskim are being mechalek between other chafetzim and svarim. If it would be something that's taka emes a mitzvah, for example, dalet minim, tefillin, talis, things like that that you lend somebody, so it could be those are also considered in the chiyuv of a mitzvah, and there's a lot of raid about that, but also could be it'll be pater from einzim as well. So ayayitzim midvareinu is that if someone borrows a sefer and an einus happened to it, so according to the Ran, he's potter. According to the Shach, it's a machlekes mechaber and the Ramah had a paskin in that machlekes Rabban Reb Yosef. According to the Nesivas, he's chayev. According to the Ksayis, he's potter. So the Chayra, a person is able to say kimli like the paskin that are potter him. There's no achra on the din here. It's a five-way machlekes. What to do? And they're all in Shulchan Aruch, and a person could say kimli, which means to say I want to hold like that one to potter himself if he's a muksuk. So. So if a person borrows a sefer and there's an einus, it's not so simple as mechayiv to pay for anything.
How's
he a mechayiv? Feels like pay. Here's a sefer. But you want to be mechayiv me. I'm mechayiv the money, but it's a chalav raya. Prove to me the halach is like the nesivitz or like the Ramah. Now, the next shaila that comes up from here is what happens if the sefer gets totally ruined? Gets ruined. Because of your learning. You know, here we're talking about einus. It got lost. Something happened to it. But what happens if it was what we call mesa machmas melacha? Mesa machmas melacha. The Gemara tells us, a shayel is patur on one thing. And that is mesa machmas melacha. He's chayev for einzim. If it just drops dead, he comes to the morning to the stable, to the farm, barn, and the thing's dead, he's chayev. But while he's working, the thing drops dead, so then he's potter. If it's mesa machmas malacha, so he's potter. And the Gemara says, why? Because you didn't borrow it to keep it in the barn. You borrowed it to use it, and therefore, while you're using it, you are potter. So the question is, if a sefer gets ruined because of usage or while you're learning from it, is that called Mesa Machmas Malach or not? So this is a story in the sefer called Tel Des Adam. It's not just a story, because you'll see that a lot of the Chuvasvar bring this as a source. Tel Des Adam is Reb Zalman Mivilna, who was a Talmud of the Gaon. Talmud of the Gaon. And the Minchas Elazar brings this, quotes it word for word. And over there he says a story about himself. He wrote this. He wrote a story about himself.
He's Chaim Lazar's brother, right?
Yeah. And he says that he wanted to borrow the Sefer Tanit Velio from a Yid in Vilna named Reber. And Reber didn't want to lend it to him because it was very precious to him. And he hacked him in Chinik, and he finally lent it to him. And he told him, listen, this is a very precious Sefer. It's very hard to find another one. You know what I mean? Do me a favor. Try to get it back to me. His lashon was, it was very cute the way he wrote it. He says, Reber answered him. He asked Reber, Shaila Katana I have for you. I want to borrow the Sefer. Reber says, Im Katana hi beinecho gedoyle hi elai. Might be small in your eyes, but it's a big thing by me because it's very precious. So he says, he couldn't say no, so he gave it to him. So the Maisi started learning from it, and Reb Zalman Volozhin used to learn with Mamisha Azah Bren and Azah Shkeda Niflo until the pages were Mamish worn and ripped and Mamish torn to pieces. A kitzer, so when he was done, he went to give it back to Reber. So Reber looks at it and got very angry at him and says, what's going on over here? So he told him, Lo yadati lama charalach v'lama naflu panecha. He says, I don't know, what are you so upset about? The Gemara says, Beferish above Metziah, that I'm potter for Mesa Machas Melacha. So therefore, why did I borrow the Sefer to learn from it? I didn't borrow it to put it on my bookshelf. So it's Mesa Machas Melacha, and I'm potter, I don't have anything to do with you. So that is the story in the from Reb Zalman. So Minchas Elazar brings the story, and he writes, Im Kabbalah Nekabbalah Maisa Shaya. If we have to accept it, so accept as a Maisa. He says, but Im Ledin Yesh Tshuva. So they want to handle, was he right or not? So, what's his problem? His problem, the Minchas Elazar says, the problem says it's true. Meisa Malachas Malachas Pater is only if you use it in a normal way. But what if you take the Shar, and instead of using it for, to plow by day, he used it to plow by day and by night, which is like a derech. So you mechuyev to pay. You mechuyev to pay if you don't do what's normal. So he says, I don't know, the limud of Reb Zalman was not a normal limud. People don't learn like that. And therefore, since it wasn't normal, it's not called Mesa Machas Melacha. He says, his lash is, Hare mefurish v'noida kalimud ha-goyin avi shalai kaderech ha-olam, b'goydol avoidosei ha-chekilkol ha-sefer v'nivlu olav, v'chiagav nolai havi kaderech melacha. He says, the only thing I can think of is that L'chai Reber knew that. He knew that. So if he knew that already, and Memela v'harai, he told him, be careful, that means he was already afraid of it, so that means he knew that he's going to use it in that oifen, and if he knew he was going to use it in that oifen, so then it becomes normal for Reb Zalman. Anybody else, it's not going to be normal for, if you use it in a way that's abnormal. For Reb Zalman, this was normal, Reber knew that, so Memela could be, in that case, it's taka considered Mesa Machas Malacha. So he's taka, but he's arguing on this premise that if you use the sefer like this, it should be considered Mesa Machas Malacha. Lamaisa, there's other achrayim, and the Shaila Meshiv brings down also from the sefer Tel Des Adam, and he paskins like it, and he says if a sefer gets ruined while you are learning from it, you could tie in a Mesa Machas Malacha, and you do not have to pay. The Divrei Gaonim also paskins like that. He brings the Shaila Meshiv. And he brings also the story from Zalman Mivilna. And the Marsham also has a similar case. The Marsham has a case where someone was doing Hagban Glila. Two people do Hagban Glila together. And they're doing somehow with the Sefer Torah, Rachman al-Slan, ripped. So Shaila was, a few Shailas. One was, they have to pay. They have to pay for the Sefer Torah. So he said, L'chaira, it's Meisa Machas Malacha. L'chaira is Meisa Machas Malacha. He says, unless it was a Pshia. Unless it was a pshia. If it was not a pshia that they were both pulling this and that, so then, but if it's not, everything was being done right and something happened, even in their maneuvering of it, lamaisa was mechas machas malacha, and they're not mechuyev to pay, And he says, Ayin Tshuva Shalom Eishiv Shehevi Mir Rav Zalman Vilna. This story of Zalman Vilna is like a major play. You're talking about the Marsham, the Regainim, the Shalom Eishiv, the Michas Elazar. They're all taking it as a major, you know, a psak from him. Zalman was a Adam Gadol Hamoed. So they're taking it as a psak from him that it's considered Mesa Machmas Melacha. The Machan...
Hagwa are the malacha of the sefer. It's not,
right.
just, not just the reading.
Well, yeah, because it's a normal thing to do with the sefer.
But it's secondary.
But it's a usage of the sefer that is being allowed to be done. Right? They're allowed to be done. This is the malacha that needs to be done. The Machane Ephraim also brings this down, and he wants to make a whole lamdas out of it in why Mesa Machmas Malacha is potter. As a machlekes rishayim, why Mesa Machmas Malacha is potter? Is it because I had to search for a Machane Ephraim? I see I got it from Chaim Stein as a bar mitzvah present. Chayim Leracha, and he over here in Shaila Bikadan wants to say it's tali in the reasons for Mesa Machmas Malacha. Just very quickly, the machlekes rishayim. Some say the reason is because before you lend, if your cow died while it was doing its work, mistama, it wasn't really roy for you to lend it to the guy, and you should have checked out to make sure it was roy for the malacha that he was going to do, and therefore it's your own problem. It's like your own pshia. So he says, if that's true, that doesn't really work by a sefer, right? By a sefer, the sefer was perfect when the guy got it. He learned something happened, unless you'll have a case where the thing was already falling apart, perhaps, but not so simple. He says, other Rishayim, however, say different reasons, and they say that what? Where's the Ramban? The Ramban says that no, it's just the din and Mesa Machas Malacha, anything that happens, again, like we said, because you didn't do it to put it on the shelf, and therefore anything that happens is potter, so in our case it would be potter as well. Lamaisa, I think the Machane Ephraim himself comes out that Yitaka Chayev. He has another reason for Mesa Machas Malacha, getting into the lumnus of Mesa Machas Malacha. He says, if it was Mesa Machas Malacha, it's a little bit different than the first pshat. Mesa Mach, I borrowed a cow that's usable. If I knew the cow was going to die in the middle, I never wanted to borrow. It's like a Sheila B'tois. It's a mistake, a Sheila B'tois. So it doesn't usually apply by a Sefer. A Sefer, you take it to learn. So he wants to say you're Chayev. L'maisa Remeir Simcha, Chidusha Remeir Simcha, and Bava Metzia, he brings this Machane Ephraim, and he says, Shkoga Yotza Mitachas Mach, Yad Machane Ephraim. He says it's pashat, a person that is learning from a sefer, and something happens to it, it's Mesa Machas Malacha, and he's a potter. Some sefer also paskins like that, but there are other achrayim that argue. So again, you have a shtick of machlaikas over here, Mesa Machas Malacha. We'll just end off with a Pelet de Geshara Melech. Pelet de Geshara Melech, how far does Mesa Machas Malacha go? How far does Mesa Machas Malacha go? So the Shara Melech has a story with a lady who borrowed a fleishige pot from someone, and while she was cooking, she by mistake put in a milchige spoon, and it became treif the pot. Is she mechuyev to pay for the pot or not? So the Shara Melech writes two reasons. The first reason is, he says, hezek she'ein einikar. There's a concept, when you have a damage that's not recognizable, you don't see any damage in this pot, treif a pot you can't see, hezek she'ein einikar, you could say, harei shalach lefanecha. It's like if you borrow chametz and you give it back, harei shalach lefanecha. So therefore, it's potter. And then he says a second reason, because it has a din of mesa machmas malacha. Because when did it become treif? While she was cooking. That's what was given to her for. He says, harei b'shoyo potra ha'tayra kol oine shekara b'shas ha'shimash. While you're using it, anything that happens, it's a pella, because she stuck it now. It wasn't a pshia. It wasn't a pshia. He says it was an oinus. He says it was an oinus. It wasn't a pshia. If you want to handle it was a pshia, that's a different story. But he says, an oinus that happened even b'yadayim. Here's b'yadayim. Mesa Machas Malacha again. When you wake up in the morning, go to the barn, and it drops dead, it's dead, that's an oinus. While it's working, it drops dead. It doesn't have to say because it was extra hot and extra. Thing dropped dead, the same drop dead, it would have dropped 5 minutes ago, you haven't it. But that's an oinus. It was here, the Shara Melech is saying, Amar de Kachidish. If I made a mistake, and I did an oinus to the thing, B'shas the Malacha, So I'm pater, because anything that happens in Machas Malacha, you have to go to the Machan Ephraim with all the lumdas over here to figure out how the mechanics work.
So then using a sefer very roughly is also...
Unless it's a pshia. Right. Correct. So he says, Memela, he says... I'm not sure if the Shaar HaMelech doesn't say this, but they shtel tzu the Shaar HaMelech. They say if you borrow a sefer or a chayfetz and it fell or it got ripped, or even if it's something that was an oinus that you were doing, if you're using it in a normal fashion, sometimes, for example, a lot of times you turn the page and it rips, right? Now if you do it like you're making some sugar, okay, it could be it's a pshia, but it happens all the time. You know, you're paying and something happens. Or for example, let's say you knocked over some coffee all over it, right? Happens all the time. You know, coffee all over it. So again, that's an einus that might be negat to the first shaila. But without the whole first shaila, according to the Shaar HaMelech, anything that happens b'shas, you're learning from it, is meisa machz melacha. If it happened while we're stam sitting on the table and the coffee spilled on it, so that was the first half of our shir, if you're chayv einzim or not. Or you're chayv einzim, if you're not, that's telling that homach like this. But kolzman, you're learning from it, says the Shaar, it's a meir dekechidish, says the Shaar HaMelech, it's considered meisa machz melacha, even it's something that you actually did. It wasn't something that was integral to the learning, like the case of Reb Zalman, he was learning from the sefer. Any side einus, anything that happens is called Mesa Machas Malacha, and therefore you would be potter.
Keeping the coffee on the table while you're learning this called Mesa Machas Malacha.